So let's look at how we can start brainstorming business ideas, business models, startup ideas, hustles, whatever you want to call it. It comes down to how are we going to make money and what product will we be selling. Now, bear in mind that none of this is what Jeff Bezos calls a one-way door. We can change this at any time. In fact, we are very much encouraged to change this. We're not making a final decision here. We can very easily launch these products, and so we can very easily stop, you know, marketing a product and move on to the next product. But the key thing here is we want to get started. So it doesn't need to be in an either or. In fact, on the contrary, we can actually continue to build leverage each and every time that we put a new product out. So for example, this course, this video course you're watching is going to be turned into a book, which will in turn promote my agent. It's also a training course, of course. Plus, I'm going to promote affiliate offers to the list, and I'm also going to use this list to promote other products and other business models. So even though I've made a commitment to, you know, prepare this particular course, which is obviously positioned a certain way at a certain price point to a certain audience, far from being a single kind of point of failure and being a decision which I'm kind of locked into, it actually gives me additional leverage and additional maneuverability. I can, of course, abandon the whole thing, which I'm not going to do. But I can also use this as a stepping stone to other related niches and business ideas. So the exact way that you kind of come in at this is we're going to get that right as much as possible. But equally, the precise formula doesn't need to be, you know, exactly on the money each and every time. It's just the point is that we are constantly moving forward. And let's just actually reframe this, because we're talking about brainstorming, but the truth is the simplest thing to do is to actually replicate and improve on a proven existing business. And so we are going to look at some specific methods to generate business models, ideas, and niches, but really the key point here is to be reductive. So to look out there and see what's actually selling, what's currently successful in the marketplace, and use that as a starting point to actually build upon. And, you know, as entrepreneurs, we all like to think that we are Steve Jobs. We've all had our moments where we kind of can see some kind of analogy between the great entrepreneurs and ourselves. But, you know, even if you are Steve Jobs, it's tempting to think that the iPhone was kind of launched into a vacuum and it was the first successful phone. But in truth, there are over a billion smartphones sold in 2007, which was the year that the iPhone launched. In actual fact, if you go back and look at the history of Apple, they've not really launched any kind of new products that I'm aware of, at least, in completely new categories. Every product that they launched, they kind of had second mover advantage and just took what everyone else had done and kind of improved upon it. Even going on the way back to the Apple Mac, you know, there were other PCs that were around at the time, and even the kind of user interface was leveraged from companies like Xerox. And so, you know, there's a lot to be said for finding a business which is currently making money, but which you look at and think, I can actually improve upon that, okay. And so the core business idea then, the core kind of business model is to find people making money and take what they're doing, but change X, whatever, you know, that X is. We can just change it, improve the model, and that is the business model that we're going to run with. Just a quick kind of aside here. If you are just kind of looking for a quick way to go and see a lot of people making money, then you should check out the website Flippr, which is actually a marketplace to buy and sell websites and domains. And on there, you'll be able to go and see thousands upon thousands of businesses that kind of break down the money that they're making, the traffic that they're getting, exactly what the business model is. And it's just an unlimited pool of different niches and different ideas. Another thing, and we will kind of dive into a lot of these ideas in more detail, but another thing is to consider the leverage that you have. So what unique skills, what unique assets and abilities and interests you actually have yourself. We'll go to Flippr and run some searches in those niches and see if there's any kind of activity, if people are making money kind of around your interests and around maybe your profession, your skill set, and those can be good business ideas as well. And then finally, we can also look at public statistics. And very often, the places that people sell these products, these marketplaces, these websites, often have some kind of a metric, whether it's ideally sales, but even if it's, you know, reviews, that can kind of be a proxy for sales. And then likewise, if we see people running continuous ads, then there are spy tools that can go and find those people and kind of demonstrate to us that those guys are spending money, and so there's a good chance that they're making money as well. And we're going to dive into all of this. We'll take a look at all of these things in a lot more detail, but I just kind of want to give you a bit of an overview here as to how we're going to approach this. So with all that being said, let's dive in.